Good morning, everyone, and welcome to ASI Radio, coming to you live from Orlando, the first trade show of the year. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we're excited to start 2010 here at Orlando. I'd like to introduce Nicole Rounder, editor of Stitches Magazine and director of education for ASI. Nicole, you are leading a session right over there today. Tell us what it's about.
It's about creating successful product videos. ASI TV's illustrious Joe Haley and I will show everyone how to create a video, download it, and get it ready for YouTube. It's at 11 o'clock today in 202B.
All right. Thanks, Nicole. We have Michelle Bell here, editor of Supplier Global Resource Magazine. Michelle, you've been to many, many ASI shows.
I have.
I don't want to date you, but I know it's been several. What's your favorite thing about ASI Orlando?
You know, I love seeing all the new products for the first time this year. So I just get a kick out of that. It's like Christmas, getting to see all the new stuff.
All right. Out here holding a golf club is our golf aficionado, Dave Vagnoni.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
I'm trying to read the break in the ASI putting green here in front. We're going to have a putting contest.
A putting contest.
Yes.
And I hear we have valuable prizes this
We
morning.
Do. We always have valuable prizes.
All right. We've got our research director, Larry Bassinet, out on the show floor checking in with suppliers. We will talk with Larry in a few minutes. First, Michelle, give us the show lineup for today.
Well, we have industry celeb Cliff Quicksell is here with us, and he's going to give us industry predictions for 2010. We're going to have tips on negotiating skills. We're going to talk about the value of self-promotion. We're going to have Larry go out on the show floor and talk to some of our great suppliers. And we're going to check in with Nicole as well, and she's going to talk to us about some new things with wearables. Melinda?
Thank you very much, Michelle. All right, let's go to Cliff Quicksell. Come on over, Cliff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, bud.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right, let's talk about marketing.
Okay.
I'm a distributor. How do I market my business successfully in 2010? What are some tips?
Well, as I know Melinda's probably tired of hearing this, but every time you interview me, I say, you just have to do something this year instead of just sitting back. So I think that my belief is that what end buyers are looking for is creativity. They want to know that the people that they're matching up with are the people that are forward-thinking and doing things that are out-of-the-box creative, not just a product. So I would say, I would encourage people to look at the pain points in their clients, what they're looking for, and then build creative marketing around those pain points. The beauty about technology nowadays is that you don't have to do large quantities in order to be effective. The technology with the variable data printing and whatnot can be very personal, very surgical, and very on track and on target.
Let's say I have no money. There's just no budget for marketing, or at least I think that. How do you respond to that?
Find another job. No, honestly, I've done marketing pieces, Michelle knows, I've done marketing pieces for as low as $200 that have had 100% response rates, literally. So if you can't find $200 in your budget, then, like I said, maybe you need to look at another profession, because nowadays, more than ever, you have to be out there in front of people. Otherwise, you're doomed.
Cliff,
ladies,
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
What's one of the most effective self-promotions that you've ever done?
I did. Remember, we had talked about that Swiss Army knife mailer I had done years ago. We did 137 pieces. It cost me about $700 and some odd. But that particular piece had an 86% response rate for door opening.
So you sent out a Swiss Army knife.
It was a
prospects.
Swiss Army knife in a package. And what we had done is we did a parody on each of the functions of that knife and how it related to the sales process, how it compared me to a Swiss Army knife. And it opened up a lot of doors. Now, what was interesting is I did an article about that went to end buyers. And I talked about that creative self-promotion and actually had an end buyer call me. And he said, I'm amazed at that piece. He says, I would love if you would do my marketing. And I said, well, right now, also I'm a speaker and a consultant now, and I don't sell that anymore. He says, would it interest you to know that I have $1 million budget for this type of marketing? So there was a long pause on the phone, and I said, maybe I should enter the industry again. He said, Cliff, I'm looking for creative touch points. That is what I'm looking for, not another T-shirt, not another ruler, not another, you know, tape measure. So that type of, you know, that type of creativity really spawns requests from clients all the time.
Can you tell us about the pizza promotion? Because that's my favorite one.
The pizza promotion.
Yeah.
Well, that was interesting because we only did 12 pieces for that. And I was walking through the show floor, and one of the vendors said, why don't you use one of our pizza cutters, because we know you've won these awards. And I said, well, what's that all about? And he says, you know, we want a slice of your business. So we actually created a box, and on the outside cover it said, sometimes a slice of creativity is all it takes. And you open it up, it said, another hot creator from Cliff Quicksell. Well, we actually personalized each handle with the recipient's name, did 12 pieces, and we shipped them one at a time, delivered by a Domino's pizza delivery guy. And of the 12 that we sent out, we got 12 appointments. It cost me $240 for that promotion, which included the tip and the delivery, et cetera. And we generated $27,000 worth of new business in the first 30 days. Now, you know, in this business, if you do it right, people buy from you continually. So we tracked that for about a year and a half with those 7 new clients that we generated. Over a year and a half, we probably generated over $100,000 worth of business for $200.
Wow, that's a phenomenal return.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Cliff, I was in your session yesterday about selling to the education market, and the one thing that you said that really stood out to me was, you know, you find a niche, and you were talking about trade schools and how if somebody was able to create a promotion for one, they could transplant it and take it to others and maybe get, say, you know, $8 million in business or something. Could you talk more about that concept, how you do that?
Well, what I was leading on with that is that I did a promotion for a tennis club years ago. And typically the tennis club would do a marketing piece that included a brochure. And they were targeting 5,000 people in a particular geographical area, and they would get the typical 2% response rate. So if you do the ROI methodology and understand that they send out 5,000 pieces at $1 a piece, get 2 new clients, it costs them $2,500 to get that new member. And what I was telling people is, if you know, for instance, that the geographically people will not travel further than let's say 50 miles to this particular club, if you have success with that marketing piece, you could actually replicate that all over the state, all over the country, and literally, if you're forward thinking enough, you could actually take a campaign like that globally. Because we had success rates where they were getting a particular cash run rate of about $42,000. The marketing piece that we developed generated actually a $1.5 million run rate for them, same budget dollars as the brochure. It's a very, very interesting.
Let's talk sales and the sales pitch approach. Do I frame myself as a salesperson, promotional product salesperson, a consultant? What's the creative spin I can sort of put on that?
Well, I encourage all the people that I work with to develop a very sound elevator speech. I believe that if you lead with, I sell advertising specialties, promotional products, whatever it is, I think that that puts you in the 97 percentile category. I believe if you position yourself properly with being a creative consultant, then that puts you in a whole different category of about the 3 percenters. Now, you can say that you're a creative consultant day in and day out. However, if you go to your website and there's product, 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 you look at your business card and there's pictures of product all over it, you're saying you want to be one thing, but you're telling a whole different story. So your brand must be consistent. Your elevator speech, your website, your collateral material, everything has to speak the right language. Otherwise, you send an incredibly confusing message to your clients and potential clients.
Any questions for marketing guru Cliff Quicksell before we move on?
You see how the mic went out and everyone
backed away. Did you shower this morning? I did. I'm okay. Is that our cologne? No.
All right. Thanks so much, Cliff, for joining us. And you can check out Cliff at all of our shows, educational sessions. He's a phenomenal educator for us.
Thank you very much, and a great 2010 to everybody. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Cliff.
All right, we're going to check in with our research director, Larry Bassinet, who's on the show floor right now. Larry, what are you up to?
Good morning. How are you, Melinda?
I'm great. Thank you.
I've got our first volunteer this morning. It's Michael Bastocchi of Clegg Promo.
All right. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Melinda. How are you today?
I'm fine. You going to give us your personal New Year's resolution for 2010?
My personal New Year's resolution is to spend more time with my 13-year-old son and take him skiing as often as possible.
Skiing. And are you a snowboarder yourself?
No, he's a snowboarder. I'm a skier. But we've just got back from our first trip, so we're starting off the new year very good.
All right, and where are you headed next?
Headed next to Boise, Idaho, to visit Mr. Chris Robinson from Promo Shop. And we're going to do some skiing and snowboarding together. That's the next trip.
All right, well, if anybody wants to talk skiing with you, they should come by your booth. What's your number?
Absolutely. Booth number 1414.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Have a great
show.
Thanks,
Melinda. You too. Thanks.
All right. We're going to pause right now for a message from today's show sponsor. I promote you. When we return, we are going to have a putting contest courtesy of Dave Vagnoni.
This edition of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, affiliate with I Promote You today. Be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You is the smart choice. For more information, go to www.ipromoteyou.com or call 800-850-3370.
Thanks, Michelle. All right, we have a golf contest going on here. Dave, tell us what's going
to
happen.
That's right. We're in Orlando. Great place to play golf, even though it's a little chilly out today. It's still, you know, good golfing conditions compared to most. We have three contestants. We're going to give them three shots to putt on our very exciting and dramatic putting green here from Logo Mats. And Norwood provided the putter and the ball. Okay, so thank you to our sponsors for this. We're going to give you three chances. The most putts in the cup win. Easy enough, right?
And they're going to win a year subscription to Counselor Magazine.
Is that so? That
is a $75 value.
No pressure. How do you feel about that?
It's good.
The voice of the industry, so.
It is the voice of the industry. Ma'am, can we have your name and your company, where you're from?
Betty Strickland, B&M Promotional Products, Conova, North Carolina.
Okay. And Betty, now, are you a big golfer?
Yes, are you a big golfer?
A little golfer.
A little golfer. Okay, you came highly recommended from your friends, so. All right, you want to step on up? Now, I gave her some advice. There's not a lot of break in this putt. Firm and straight is the way we're going to do it.
Because we know that you're a golf pro on the weekends, Dave. How'd we do? We can't see.
That was a little left. It went off the green, but you don't have to chip it back up, so we're 0 for 1.
Does she get extra points for going off the green?
She does not get extra points for going off the green. That is a very nice thing for you to offer, though. A little softer. Oh, it's got a chance. Oh, a little to the right. All right, 0 for 2, but we're still positive because one can win.
Third time is a charm.
When we were in New York, we played basketball and one hoop won, so you still have a chance here. Gentlemen, are you learning anything from this? Are you studying it carefully? To the left. All right.
How'd we do?
We were 0 for 3, but it was good effort.
Oh, well, let's hear it for Betty.
We want to give her some applause. These are hard playing conditions.
Now, this guy looks really serious. You should...
Jack is your name, correct?
Correct, yes, sir.
And where are you from? What's your company?
Horizon Promotions in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville. TPC Sawgrass is in Jacksonville, correct? Have you played there?
No, but I've sold them a couple of things.
All right, we'll take that. That counts. All right, step on up. He's addressing the ball. Got a good stance. Solid grip. Oh, a little to the left. All right. It's okay. I'm going to be your caddy here. Line you up. Deep breath, soft in the hands, little left. All right, it's okay, it's okay. Yeah, we need a bigger hole. All right, third attempt. There it goes, it's got a chance, it is, oh, just to the left. We are 0 for 3, it was a valiant effort, Jack. If it was horseshoes, you would have won. Yeah, we would just would have canceled the rest. Some applause for Jack.
Great try, Jack.
All right. We got our final contestant. Sir, take the putter. Give us your name, where you're from, and your company.
Bill Tinsley. I'm with Kaiser and Blair of North Florida and Bonifay, Florida.
Okay. And you play golf?
Used to play putt-putt about 30 years ago.
That counts for our purposes today. Are you feeling confident?
I probably get it off the mat in about 3.
Okay, give it a shot. We want to ask you to give any smack talk or anything. He's got a wide stance. Got some people trying to help him read the putt. All right, that was firm, a little bit to the left. You guys are hitting a little bit too hard. You got slick. The stimp meter is pretty high on this one. So we just have to do it a little softer. Second attempt. Oh, if it were horseshoes, we'd have 2 winners. All right, I didn't plan for if we had an 0 for 9. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm open to suggestions. He's going to knock this in. Think it positive. Oh, all right. Well, would anyone from the crowd like to play? One more putter. Let's see if we can knock it in.
Oh, look.
Sir, okay, drop the coffee. I won't make you putt with the coffee in hand. This is Eddie. All right, Eddie, I'm feeling good about this, okay, because the show has to go on, so we need you to make one. Eddie, where are you from? What's your company?
Good Advertising. I'm from Pittsburgh.
Good Advertising. I like that name. It's good branding. All right. I'll make sure this is straight for you.
All right, there we go. Oh, that's going to count. That went in. I mean, it went right down the center.
Great
one
job,
for one.
Eddie.
Woo! Congratulations.
Eddie wins a subscription to Counselor.
Now, is this the biggest thrill of your life right here to win?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, what else could you possibly hope for after this?
Six winning numbers for the lottery.
Call me if you do that. Now, you get a year's subscription to Counselor, that's right?
Yep, he needs to give you his business card,
okay.
And we'll get him all set
How do you
up.
Feel about getting that?
Never better.
It is the voice of the industry, after all.
Absolutely.
Thank
all
you
right,
for your
let's
time.
Let's hear it for Eddie.
Big round of applause for Eddie. Thank you,
and
guys.
Thanks
for all our contestants for hanging out with us this morning.
And in just a little bit, we're going to have another game show.
Yes.
We're going to test people's decorating know-how, and we're going to need three contestants for that.
That sounds very intense. Decorating know-how. Don't run away. Come to me if you want to decorating know-how.
And we're going
to
give out some very cool ASI show t-shirts for that.
We're looking forward to it.
We are. We're going to check back in with Larry Bassinet, who is on the trade show floor talking to suppliers. Larry, are you with us?
I am with us, and I've got Mr. Bob Keith of Hotline Products with me.
Ah, Bob from Hotline. All right, hey, Bob.
Hi. So, Bob. You know, I happen to have the pleasure this New Year's Eve of being on Times Square, and when I saw that crystal ball come down and hundreds of thousands of people out there said, Happy New Year, me, being with the Hotline Calendar Company, kept saying, Happy New Calendar Year. Because that's the New Year's resolution we have.
That's great.
Along with your old resolutions that you get rid of your old calendar and you bring in a new one. And that's where Hotline comes in. So that's what it is about this industry. You can always find a reason to sell a promotional product. And as far as myself goes, I'm just going to get rid of all the old negative thoughts we had last year with the way things went. And we're going on to a positive wish this year that everybody's going to have a good year. So. That's my New Year's resolution from Hotline Products.
That sounds like a great positive resolution. And where can people visit you today? What's your booth number?
2020. I like saying it that way, too. That's the other thing I'm going to say this year is 2010.
All right.
I guess you got a couple options on how you're going to say the year 2010, but I'm going to call it 2010 for the rest of the year. So we're at 2020. We got lots of good things to show you, so I hope they can all get out there and take a look at us. Right in the middle, right by the ASI booth, by the way.
All right. Thank you so much, Bob, for checking
You're
in with us.
You're certainly welcome. Have a nice year yourself.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thanks. All right, Michelle, you have a great story about to come out in Supplier Global Resource Magazine that both distributors and suppliers can benefit from. It's the art of negotiation. What are some tips that people can use right now to negotiate better?
Well, you know, budgets are still really tight, and knowing how to negotiate can be one of the most crucial talents to have. And there are a couple things you can do. First, know the person you're negotiating with and know their company. So do a little bit of due diligence so you know what that person's wants and needs are. Also, fight the urge to give away the store. A lot of people will just try to acquiesce to get the sale. Don't, because it sets a bad precedent, and then moving forward, you'll always be at a disadvantage. Also, know that it's okay to walk away from a negotiation. Know that, you know, sometimes it's better for your company.
You got to know when to fold them.
You got to know when to fold them, that's for sure.
Thanks very much, Michelle. And that's going to be coming out in the January issue.
It is.
For suppliers, Supplier Global Resource Magazine.
It is. And if anyone would like a copy, you can see me and I'll email it to you. I'd be happy to.
Thanks so much. And Nicole, you led a very successful $1 million sales summit session. It's a special education day session just for $1 million salespeople. What were some of the tips that you gave out in that session?
Well, here are two that we thought were really interesting. Always ask your client how they want to be contacted and then do that. For example, some people want to be contacted in person. Other people love the phone. We actually asked people in the room if they use text, and a lot of people didn't. And, you know, it's something that you have to start doing because some people want text, some people want tweets. So really contact people the way they want to be contacted because it kind of helps forge that personal relationship. The other thing is always give your clients the opportunity to upsell themselves. They might say they want a $10 shirt, but you know what? Bring in two or three shirts in different price points and show them the good, better, best scenario and really let them pick the one that suits their needs best.
Great tips. And I know that we have an article about this coming out in the January issue of Advantages magazine as well. All right. So Dave Vagnoni, where are you? I hear you.
I'm looking for contestants.
Where are we? Where in the world is Dave Vagnoni?
All right, we need a couple more game show contestants. Is that right?
Yes. We ready to play the game show?
We are ready.
Okay. Game show, folks. I need three people. Come on down. I have one lady coming. Whoa, excuse me, sir.
I need two others for our game show. Come follow me if you want to win prizes. Come on, we can do it.
You can win these very cool
Come on,
cool
follow
shirts.
Me. You guys are awesome.
Ooh, all right. Looks like
okay, we've got a couple.
We need
one more. We need one more. Step on down.
How about this guy right here?
Who's coming?
Oh,
this gentleman?
Right there. Yep.
Okay, yes, sir.
Oh, we've got to take
All right, right in front
fantastic.
Of here, folks. We'll get your names and your companies and all that good jazz. Where are we here? Where's our contestant? Here we are. You want to play? Don't run away. Sir, give us your name, where you're from, and your company.
My name is Marty Offenther. I'm from South Florida, Coral Springs, Florida. ASI is SB&J Enterprises.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And is it Brenda?
Yes. Brenda Farley. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and I have Attention Getters.
Very nice. And sir?
Andy Schermacher. I'm from Melbourne, Florida, and my company is Brand Your Products Online.
Okay. Very good. Step right in front here, folks. What's the name of the game?
It's the ASI Decorating Trivia Contest.
Wow.
The way it works is we'll give you some questions. It's multiple choice. If you know the answer, you have to shout out ASI. Dave will call on you and tell us the answer, and the winner will get a great ASI Orlando t-shirt. So, ready to go?
What are you shouting out?
ASI.
Okay. Number one, get excited. Hey, folks, are we excited out there? Show me some love. All right. Question number one.
All right, here we go. Your client is on a very tight budget, but wants to include his logo and unique design on hats, bags, and t-shirts. Which decoration method should you go with? Should it be A, embroidery, B, screen printing, or C, heat transfer?
Tight deadline.
ASI.
ASI. Marty.
Still screeny.
That wasn't one of the options. Screen
printing. That was clever, but not one of the options. Brenda.
Heat transfer.
Nope.
No.
All right, so again, it's
Andrew,
embroidery,
do you have a guess?
Screen printing.
B, what are the choices again? Oh, there's some collaboration among the...
Wait. I'm sorry. Brenda was correct.
Nice.
I read the thing. It's heat transfer. So Brenda gets 1 point.
1 point for Brenda. Okay. How many questions are we going to do? So we can have the countdown here.
We're going to have five questions.
Okay, five questions, 1-0 Brenda. Number two.
Okay, let's see. With this decoration technique, logo reproduction won't be 100% accurate since it can't reproduce sharp edges, for example.
These are long questions.
What is it? Is it A, screen printing, B, embroidery, or C, laser etching? Which one can't do sharp edging? Well,
yes, sir.
It's number one.
Screen printing?
A. It was a laser engraving.
No.
No, sorry. Yes.
Brenda's excited.
Screen printing!
No.
No.
Not screen printing.
All right, Andrew, you can
This is a hard one, Andrew. Can you do it?
Embroidery.
It's embroidery.
It's embroidery.
You
okay.
can't reproduce sharp edges. All right, so Andrew's got a point, and Brenda's got a point. All right, okay. It's a close game.
Zero. All right.
Okay, let's see.
Aren't you folks wishing you had played this game? I mean, come on.
All right.
Question three.
For a tonal design on a fabric such as fleece, a laser burns the surface level of a garment. This technique is called A, sublimation, B, laser etching, or C, digital printing.
ASI from Brenda.
Laser etching.
You are
Very
correct.
Good.
Very good. Okay. So All we right. have 2-1-0.
And we have two more questions.
Two more questions.
So it's still
this is the pivotal question here.
Okay.
This could decide it.
For a design with depth. In this technique, a decorator attaches a piece of fabric or material with glue or pressure-sensitive backing to a garment with either a zigzag or satin stitch. Is that appliqué, embroidery, or sublimation?
Brenda.
Appliqué.
Appliqué.
You are correct.
Brenda
Woo.
Gets the win. All right,
and
just
Marty
for giggles.
Marty is frustrated because he knew the answer to that one.
Just for giggles, let's do question five.
Okay, question five.
Brenda is our champion, however.
This photorealistic decoration option is as close as your desktop. The four-color process uses an ink cartridge and prints on a garment like your office printer prints on paper. Is it A, heat transfer, B, digital printing, or C, sublimation?
Brenda, on the case.
Digital imprinting.
Correct.
Digital printing. Very good. Wow. You must sell a lot of apparel.
Brenda, did you steal Melinda's notes?
I am new. I've only done one small apparel other than a couple t-shirts, but guys, I went to the workshop on apparel and learned all this stuff.
Very good.
That's fantastic. Why you know the answer.
You know, this quiz is actually in the July issue of Counselor magazine. You can find
Marty
it online.
Tried.
Marty, we still love
you,
my friend.
These guys were great. We want to give a T-shirt all to all of our contestants.
All right.
And let's hear it for
round
our
of applause for
contestants.
Our contestants. Thanks very much, guys. All right, see what we got here.
All right, guys, the show is about to start, so we're going to sign off now. Please check us out, ASI Radio. We're on the airwaves every day. Actually, not every day, are we?
Tuesdays.
Tuesday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Eastern
Apparently
time.
Apparently, we are now.
To check us out, go to asicentral.com/radio. That's Tuesday mornings, 10:30 Eastern time. Have a great show, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks very much.